And really what I like to mix with it is good old fresh cream.
Mm.
That makes it light and fluffy.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Since I don't have the cream, I use corn oil a lot of times.
Uh-huh.
And mix that and have a, I use an iron skillet.
Uh-huh.
I'm still favor iron skillets. And
yeah.
You know, they're coming back. Everybody's using them too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I grease that and put my cornbread in it and bake it till it's just golden brown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You put it on top of the stove?
No, in the oven.
In the oven.
In the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I serve with my green vegetables, dried beans and
mm-hmm.
and. Now we have eaten it for breakfast. My grandmother used to just love it for breakfast, but I never could. My stomach didn't want to take cornbread for breakfast.
Well, I'll eat anything for breakfast.
My son's family does too. Anything that they have left the day before, they get up the next morning, I tell them they're too lazy to cook. Get up and eat that stuff, and I can't.
Well,
I can't
eat beans and.
They'll eat dressing and anything that they have, get up and eat for breakfast. I said they're dumb, too lazy
now,
to cook.
I draw a line there, you know. I used to have this aunt in Kansas City, and she would have for breakfast, she'd start out with fruit, cantaloupe, stuff like that. And there'd be lots of it. And then we'd have cereal. You could have hot cereal, you could have dry cereal, either one. And then we'd have eggs and ham and bacon and toast. And it seemed like sometimes she'd have pancakes too, but I don't remember the pancakes particularly.
My standard breakfast all the years that I reared my family, we had hot biscuits. And eggs, and thickened gravy, and bacon if we had it, or ham in season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you catch hogs in cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time ago. We didn't live close to a market. When you live 12 miles away from a market, you don't go to market very often.
Really?
So we'd have ham in season, and have bacon and. Sometimes oatmeal,
mm-hmm.
but most of the time, and we never had toast. My family would have just kicked me out the door if I'd have served them toast.
They didn't like toast?
No, hot biscuits. They wanted that hot biscuit and gravy.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess if it comes to preference, I would too.
So I never fixed toast till about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
For breakfast. Never. If we wanted toast, sometimes we had it for the evening meal,
yeah.
maybe, or in a hurry up meal or something like
yeah.
that. Maybe between meals we took an ocean for.
Yeah.
But most of the time we didn't serve toast at all.
Oh, I love biscuits. Oh, they're so good. Did you ever eat biscuits at night in the evening for eating meat?
Oh, yes.
A
biscuit and chicken, I serve it quite often now. My children come in for dinner.
Did you ever hear of a kind of cornbread that people made in front of an open fire on a board?
It's called on a board.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of it on a board, but on a grill, or iron griddle.
Mm-hmm.
You call it hoe cakes.
Oh, okay.
Hoe cakes.
Okay.
There's corn hoe cakes
mm-hmm.
and wheat hoe cakes. Wheat hoe cakes is made like biscuit and it's about an inch thick, and you pat it out. It's about 6 inches around. Pat it out and put it on this griddle, and when it gets done on one side, you turn it over. And
does it come like a big pancake? Is it?
No, it's like a big biscuit.
A big biscuit?
Mm-hmm.
Did it get brown?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the cornbread, you just, it's mostly cooked, it's water bread.
Uh-huh.
Make it up with hot water and salt mm-hmm. and your little grease or whatever you want. Most of the time, it's just water bread.
Uh-huh.
And you cook it on the griddle. You grease your griddle, and the way it gets done, you turn it. It's good.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I wouldn't want a steady diet of it, but
yeah.
it's